Hello, I am Dan Alexandro and I welcome you to a new edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today we are going to talk about Frambu and how the center and we evolved before and during our partnership. Frambu is the largest center in Norway, giving services to more than 120 different rare diagnoses and is the only center with a hotel accommodation with 72 beds. Frambu is a private foundation funded by the state through the Norwegian Advisory Unit on Rare Disorders. For more than 25 years, Frambu has experienced the need for information and knowledge about rare diseases in the system of health and social services. The municipality shall ensure that all persons residing there are provided with necessary health services. This includes persons diagnosed with rare diseases, but our experience is still that rare diseases are little known to professionals, patients, and society. The lack of knowledge leads to lack of help and coping skills among the professionals that should provide services to patients with rare diseases. Frambu is working continuously to improve the necessary knowledge by arranging courses both for patients and families, but also specialized courses for the professionals and service providers. As Norway is a widespread country and there is not always enough time for traveling, Frambu is specializing in providing guidance using video conference programs. Since 2009, Frambu has the pleasure of being a partner with the Romanian Prader-Willi Association in our work to improve the quality of life for people with diagnosed with a rare disease. Funding from the EEA Norway grants has enabled the two organizations to establish this partnership. We have succeeded in several projects and we are continuing our collaboration. Frambu stresses the importance of special services for people diagnosed with rare diseases. These include social services that enable patients to cope with daily life, cope in kindergarten, school, and the possibilities to find a job. The main focus of all our work is to enable our patients to be integrated in the society and to empower them further in life. The society needs information and knowledge about rare diseases in order to include the patients in the mainstream society as far as possible and to offer integrated care for patients with rare diseases. During courses at Frambu, the main goal of the activities for children and young adults is to get to know each other and share experiences about the rare diagnosis, which is the focus of the course. They are joined by professionals who have knowledge about life having a rare disease and can answer questions from the children and the young adults. Frambu highlights the importance of the summer camps for children and young adults as an important tool in the empowerment of the patients. These camps challenges the patients with different rare diagnoses to leave the parents for a short period, to attend activities both indoors and outdoors that might be for the first time, and to meet participants in the same situation, together with the students working as helpers in the camps. Frambu's experience for more than 25 years of working with rare diseases has taught us that giving people diagnosed with these diseases the proper treatment and best care as early as possible will significantly reduce some of their needs for care in the future. This has been one of the main goals of Frambu, to make the quality of life for our patients as best as possible. This includes teaching the caregivers about the disease and the best treatment, and to help the patients and the families to cope with the disease. We have been privileged to share our experience and knowledge about this important work with our partner in Romania. Our two countries have, by receiving the EEA Norway grants, been given a golden opportunity to learn about each other, establish friendship and means of cooperation. To work and cooperate without borders is an important part of Europe's future. Patients diagnosed with rare diseases have the same needs regardless of which country they are citizens in. This was a message from Listen More from the Frambu Center.
Planeta bolilor rare.
We will listen now to the Ambassador of Norway in Romania, Mrs. Tove Bruvik-Westberg, that attended the press conference of the Rare Disease Day event in Bucharest.
I'd like by saying congratulations to the organizers for organizing this important event. Are you to translate as I speak, maybe? How do we do it?
Ajungem prin a felicita organizatorii acestui eveniment.
And I think that little introduction film in itself gave the reason also for why we are here and I am here, the need for knowledge.
Iar scurtul film cu care am început ne arată foarte clar motivul pentru care noi și inclusiv eu suntem aici, nevoia de cunoaștere.
The need for someone, being it the parent, being it the young person, being it health personnel, somewhere to go, someone to call, somewhere to find information when you encounter a situation that the health center or the hospital cannot answer your questions.
Nevoia de a avea o ancoră, de a avea un contact, de a avea un loc unde să te duci, indiferent că ești o persoană nediagnosticată încă, indiferent că ești părinte sau personal medical, deci nevoia de a avea un punct de reper.
So in 2011, a pilot reference center was opened in Silao, with really based on the dedicated efforts from Mrs. Doric Adam.
Așadar, în anul 2011, un centru pilot de referință în bolile rare a fost înființat la Zalău, datorită dedicației extraordinare și a efortului doamnei Doric Adam.
And in partnership with Frambu in Norway.
Acest centru a fost înființat în parteneriat cu Frambu din Norvegia.
And this is really the core of it. From the EIA Norway grants, we had the privilege of funding the project, but the competence, the dedication and the knowledge they developed and exchanged, and Frambu was an important contributor in building what is the center today.
Iar ceea ce este cel mai important, cel puțin din perspectiva noastră, este parteneriatul, cooperarea care a fost stabilită între centrul din Zalău și Frambu din Norvegia, pentru că schimbul de experiență și cunoștințele sunt esențiale.
I had the privilege to visit both Zalău and Frambu. And I cannot highlight enough how impressed I was and how important it is to encounter centers of knowledge where you meet with professional services dedication, but where both of them also manage to mobilize the families and the communities in addressing new challenges.
Eu am avut privilegiul de a vizita atât centrul de la Zalău, cât și centrul Frambu din Norvegia. Și pe lângă dedicarea personalului de acolo, pentru cauza bolilor rare, pe lângă competența care există acolo, esențial este modul în care reușesc să mobilizeze familii și comunități în implicarea în soluționarea acestor probleme.
Norway and Romania, we have a very wide cooperation under the EIA Norway grants. The grants have two objectives. One is to contribute to reducing social and economic disparities, and the other one is to strengthen bilateral relations.
Legătura cu centrul NORO este de fapt dată de faptul că acest proiect a fost cofinanțat printr-un grant norvegian și colaborarea continuă. În ceea ce privește granturile SE și norvegiene, e vorba de un program foarte larg de cooperare între România și Norvegia în multe domenii. Și obiectivele principale ale granturilor sunt reducerea disparităților economice și sociale în România și întărirea relațiilor bilaterale.
And it's no exaggeration when we refer to this partnership as a truly successful one. Starting off as a project, leading into a solid collaboration that also is of benefit to Romania and to health personnel researchers beyond Romania.
Și nu este nicio exagerare când ne referim la acest parteneriat creat, care a început printr-un proiect, dar care s-a dezvoltat într-un parteneriat solid, ca fiind unul excelent și care s-a transformat într-o colaborare dincolo de granturi și în beneficiul personalului medical și nu numai din România și din alte țări.
We are now starting on the new period with the grants, but maybe I can come back to that later on, so I don't take too much time. But I would really like to say a huge thank you, and also all the best in the endeavors with the work each and every one you are dedicated to, and congratulations with the Rare Diseases Day tomorrow.
Planeta Bolilor Rare.
And now we will listen to the message of the CEO of Rambo, Mr. Christian Christofferson, and to listen Julie Moher, a friend of the Romanian Prader Willi Association that was involved in every project we implemented together since 2007.
My name is Christian Christofferson. I'm the director of Frambu Resource Center of Rare Disorders, just outside Oslo in Norway. For several years now, we have collaborated with Romania, with the Noro Center, with establishing that center in Salau in Romania. This collaboration has been a great success, partly because Frambu has learned a lot of the way people in Romania have worked with establishing this center, achieving great things with very restricted means. And at the same time, I think that Frambu has been a model for establishing the center in Salau, which is our contribution to the collaboration. We are looking forward to discussing future projects.
Radio Noro.
My name is Lisa Nyule Moore. I'm working as a communication advisor at Frambu Resource Center for Rare Disorders. I have had the privilege to be the coordinator in our different projects with Romania, especially with the Prader Willi organization in Romania and the Organization for Rare Disorders. This has given us an unique opportunity to share our experiences and our solutions in our work with rare diseases. We have had the pleasure to receive participants from Romania at Frambu to see how we are working at the center. And we have also had the pleasure to visit Romania several times and provide our services there and exchange our knowledge and experience from this field. Our mutual knowledge is that people diagnosed with a rare disease have difficulties in finding the correct treatment or the correct opportunities to handle their life with the disease. Frambu's goal is to make people available to take care of themselves as far as possible in spite of having a rare diagnosis. We have tried to share this experience with Romania, both in how to cope with your childhood, how to manage school, how to try to find an education and settle on as an adult. Sometimes people would need medical treatment, and sometimes they will just need some extra help by assistance. We have seen this as a very positive way of working in spite of borders. We see that to cooperate in Europe is very important, especially for these patients, as they are being very rare. We are now finalizing one of our projects. We will discuss maybe some further projects in the future. All these projects have been funded by the Norwegian grant and EEA grants, and we have been looked at as very successful projects from the Norwegian government, and we are proud of that. Thank you.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.